In the workers' comp system, employees agree not to sue when they get hurt, and their bosses agree to pay medical bills and lost wages. German Chancellor Otto von Bismarck thought it would humanize the Industrial Revolution. But in the early 2000s, Florida and a handful of other states went on a business-friendly, cost-cutting binge. Orlando attorney Jeff Bickler says injured workers were left out in the cold.
It's almost universal that when people come to us with injuries, they're shocked at the paltry amount of benefits that they receive and the limited amount of medical care and the limited amount of choice that they have with regard to that care.
Bickler represents St. Petersburg firefighter Bradley Westfall, who sued when he lost coverage for his severely injured back after hitting a two-year cap. The Florida Supreme Court struck down the so-called temporary total disability portion of the law. But just as Fred Lewis called the entire system a, quote, charade, Bickler also represents Orlando police officer Jerry Reelin, who was denied workers' comp benefits for acute post-traumatic stress disorder. Reelin stood for hours in pools of human blood to remove bodies from the Pulse nightclub. Reelin's wife, Jessica, says he has night terrors and bouts of depression.
Before this, he was always a practical joker, didn't really take life too seriously. He was the life of the party, and in fact, his hazmat team, you know, would say that he was like the little brother that was always poking jokes and things like that.
A National Public Radio and ProPublica investigation last year found that the reform saved employers millions, dropping rates in Florida from $3.42 per every $100 in wages to just $1.85. But National Federation of Independent Businesses' Bill Hurley says there's one overriding reason insurance companies are about to get a 14.5% rate hike.
This is about additional attorney's fees in what is supposed to be a self-executing system.
In April, Florida justices struck down caps on attorney fees in the workers' comp system, even though the system is supposed to discourage lawsuits. Bickler says lawyers wouldn't be necessary if insurance companies weren't so quick to deny claims. It's too early to say how lawmakers will respond. Some have promised to push for PTSD coverage for first responders. Associated Industries of Florida lobbyist Barney Bishop says insurance companies will probably ask to extend the law's two-week deadline for deciding claims.
The ability for that company to investigate all of those in a timely fashion and figure out which ones are legitimate and which ones are not and which ones should be covered and which one should not, I think there needs to be more time.
Bishop says he also expects a crackdown on prescribing addictive painkillers to injured workers as the state wrestles with an overdose epidemic. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.